Wave Radio. Hey everyone, this is Johnny Moto again. Day 3, winding down, rolling in granny gear if I'd like to, even though we're really going about 1,000 miles an hour in first gear, which is probably not great. Enough about me, we are in the middle of the Las Vegas desert. Kramer Booth, Infocom 2016, C6825. Again, I only know because it's on a piece of paper to my left. I tried to write it on my arm and started smudging notes where it was bad. Paper works better. I'm here with
Victoria Barella. Yes, we are in the Kramer booth. Thank you for remembering.
Yeah, I know. I tried so hard even with all the signs in front of me.
We do have a wonderful guest on today.
I'm Jay Sarrett with Almo.
Hey, Jay. Thanks for being here.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit about, well, first of all, thanks for even taking the time to speak with us. That's, you know, that's awesome. First, well, I like to say double awesome. Two words, one experience. It's better than the usual awesome. It's double awesome.
Double awesome works.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, tell us a little bit about what's going on at the Almo booth.
Well, here at Almo, one of the things we're introducing and informing our dealers about is the services aspect of our business. We're offering both installation services and digital signage content creation services to our customers.
Cool. What booth number is that?
That's booth 5103.
You got it right. No notes, no prompting, you just knew
true.
It?
True. You had notes, I had no notes. I can tell you this. This is the first time I've left the booth to come here since Wednesday.
Again, we feel honored.
Well, I don't feel honored. I feel privileged to get out.
Well, now, I saw you had in your possession a very original artifact from the Rave memorabilia section.
Yes.
Way back when.
I think it was the first digital signage expo.
Many 10 years ago?
I don't want to date myself.
Last year?
I think 10 works, yes.
Something like that. I'm just throwing a number
out
there.
I think it was about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So.
And the URL was a very unique one at that. What did it say? K-Rave?
K-Rave. And I think it was krave.rave.com.
We're everywhere. We own the media, online, save the trees.
I think it might have been before rave.com.
Yeah, it was one of the original, you know, save the trees shirts, because Rave's an online publication only, as you all know, obviously. There is no printed media. We like trees. Save the trees.
Save the trees. And we're reintroducing it this year, right?
Yes, we are.
With a new sky blue.
We're bringing it back. We're bringing the trees back because, you know, we're in the new media. We're not in the form of printing out magazines that are left on desks and thrown to the wayside. Although some people still prefer the physical format. I understand.
Fewer and fewer.
Yeah. You know, as time progresses, things change. But enough about the trees, even though I do love them. I don't know if you know, to my left, Victoria Barella. She is a year or so into the industry.
Okay.
Roughly, but don't let that fool you. She's very intelligent. Graduated from Columbia College with a master's in live and installed sound and audio specialization with aspirations to be an AV programmer,
yes.
Correct?
Yes.
Wow.
I'm very impressed with you that you remembered all of that.
I had it written down.
Oh.
In my head. Now, that being said, she, about a year in the industry, learn from the best, Jeremy Caldera,
yes.
Educator of the Year.
Yes, and my mentor, Hope Roth.
And her mentor, Hope Roth. Two big players in the industry. Like her, there are other people coming from, other young professionals coming out of Columbia and other people in general, regardless of age, coming into the AV industry. Can you give them, her, us, any advice? What to look forward to?
We need some advice, please.
I think the advice is adapt to change.
Be
open to change, because whatever technologies exist today are not here to stay. There's a lot of innovation taking place, and in ways that I don't even think we can imagine. If I think back, I don't want to date myself more than that shirt, but the technologies that I've seen in my career that were invented, introduced, and then disappeared, like the VCR, like CDs.
Well, hold on. I still have a Betamax VCR.
You do?
With two copies of the original Batman on Betamax because it's coming back in a big way, like disco in Japan. I said it. I mean it.
So this Betamax VCR is up and running and functional, or it's in a box?
It's like in a case to, like, I don't want to harm it. I don't think it actually works, but it's there.
Okay.
And I have the original Betamax, two copies, because it was that good as a child for me. Two copies Betamax original Batman with Keaton.
Okay, so those could be potentially ripped to digital.
Yes.
And then you wouldn't need to protect them.
Correct. Correct.
But I think really that I mean, and you see here all sorts of technologies that many manufacturers are even showing prototypes of, mock-ups of, and some of those may never even come to market. And even the way this podcast is being delivered, I mean, I'm a huge podcast person, probably have 100 that I subscribe to, but I think actually creative thinking and certainly your education and the whole process of that has taught your mind to function in a certain way that will allow you to adapt to these new things, and perhaps you'll innovate some of them yourself.
Well, definitely open to change. That is very good advice. Thank you.
No problem. You're welcome.
And so what was that booth number again, though?
I'm going to go C5103.
All right. So
check it out.
Will do. Oh. What about, speaking of new media and online only, where can we learn more online about Almo?
At almoproav.com.
Perfect.
As I point to our t-shirt, thank
that's
you for
right.
sponsoring us.
Well, actually, and I think you we won an award from Rave. You guys
did.
Came to our booth and did a little Jenga game thing,
yes.
And gave out some t-shirts.
I feel like it was bigger than just a little Jenga game. I think it was like a full-size.
It was life-size.
Life-size.
It was life-size, and we appreciate that as well. And certainly Gary has come and done some great 4K presentations at our E4 shows. We have a couple more of those coming up in September. We'll be in Boston.
Bring it back to Northern California.
We actually hope to do that next year.
Sweet.
It actually, understood. I would love to go.
Yeah.
It's not where I live, but it's where I like to visit. So
it's not a bad place.
I think it's pretty good.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty good.
It's nice.
Cool.
Well, thank you so much for your time. Everyone,
appreciate
head over
it.
To almoproav.com.
Yes.
Or the booth that has been said a few times, which I did not write down. And don't
neither
have a great,
did I.
A great memory as Jay does.
Yeah, no, part of me thinks it's C5130, but...
It could be, and if it's not...
You
over,
can't miss over, us. I will tell you, if you're in aisle 5100... We have a 40x40 presence. We won't be easy to miss.
And again, if you're not at the show, just head over to the website, and then you can find everything I have for you as an integrator for all your solution product needs. Everyone, this has been the Trade Show Minute.